Salil's father, Gyanendranath Chaudhary, was a doctor in Assam Tea Gardens, and he had to leave Assam in a hurry after punching and breaking the front two teeth of the British tea garden owner who called him a dirty nigger. They had to leave everything behind except a large gramophone and around 100 records of Western classical music received as a present from the friendly Irish Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Maloney. Salil's early childhood memories consisted of the sounds of the deep Assam forest, the chirping of the birds, the sound of the flute, and the songs of the tribal people. All this, combined with hours of listening to classical symphonies, left a permanent mark in his psyche. Around 1930, at the age of 6, Salil spent a couple of years at his cousin's place in Calcutta and was very much influenced by his cousin Nikhil Chaudhary, who had an orchestra. Salil performed as one of the pianists with the orchestra, which was frequently hired to play in silent films. Due to his small size, Salil taught himself to jump along the piano to cover all the notes. Salil learned to play quite a few instruments while at his cousin's, including his favorite instrument, the flute. Salil's early musical influence was Rabindranath Tagore, Pankaj Mallick, Arshi Boral, Nojrul, Jyotirindra Moitro, Binoy Roy, etc., and his initial few compositions from 1942-43 clearly show this influence. However, he found his own niche, his style, very rapidly. The Bengal famine of 1943 shook everybody up, including the intellectuals, writers, and the artists of Bengal. And this particular event started a movement that was not exactly nationalistic in character. People from all strata of the society got involved in this movement. Peasants, laborers, and people of the middle class, students, and intellectuals alike. The movement was the Indian People's Theatre Association, IPTA. It tried to bring revolutionary change in the awareness of the common people, and it tried to involve common people through such activities as the People's Theatre. It spread like wildfire in all parts of India. There isn't another example of a cultural movement of such magnitude in India's history.